All right, let's catch up and see what is happening in the city of Greater Bendigo. Craig Neiman, the CEO, joins us as per usual. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo, and a nice drop overnight.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? Now, I guess for you, plenty of reading, going through the budget papers and looking around to see where there might be some other avenues for us to try and raise some funds. A little bit disappointing with the budget not including stuff, particularly for the airport and or showgrounds.
Yeah, there wasn't any real direct, this project is now funded, outcomes in the budget for Greater Bendigo. So we will scan the document and work out where programs are now available, so funding programs which have buckets of money effectively that we have to apply into. So there is a Building Better Regions fund of $250 million, which we'll target for the airport as well. We've targeted that fund before unsuccessfully, but we've got all the ducks lined up now, Robbo.
Yep.
For that one, and we think it's a very, very good project in terms of infrastructure and tourism and economic development. There are some funds that we're still working out how the quantum of. There's a local roads and community infrastructure fund that the federal government's topped up. We received $2.25 million as part of a stimulus package about mid-year out of that program. So we think we'll get more money coming that way, and that's really helpful. Dollars because we've got a long list of local roads projects and community infrastructure projects, so we'll sit down with the new council, no doubt, and work through the what are the priorities and what we can allocate those funds to. Mm-hmm. And then it's looking through the rest of the budget and seeing what opportunities there are across all the programs and so on for our region.
You mentioned new council there. The voting packs have been mailed out, starting to get towards the pointy end of the election.
It'll happen very quickly now, Robbo. They've been posted out this week, so people will start to see them in their mailboxes. I heard that someone had received theirs yesterday, so they are arriving, which is great. Voters have got till the 23rd of October, Friday the 23rd, to vote. Important that you do. It's compulsory for voting in local government in Victoria. Anyone that receives a ballot paper will need to vote. It's all postal, so fill it out at home, put it back in the mail, get it into the system. If people don't get a ballot paper by Friday the 16th of October, so Friday week, they should call the VEC, Victorian Electoral Commission, and check in as to why they haven't, if they are expecting that they are entitled to vote in the election.
Okay. Now, we've got a few public holidays coming up. I noticed the other day, like, we didn't get one, but a lot of the other states did as well. So what's coming up there?
So I mentioned Friday, October 23. It's actually the AFL Grand Final public holiday that's been shifted from what was would have been, I think, Friday a week ago to the 23rd of October. So that's a state public holiday. On Wednesday, the 28th of October, is our standard Bendigo Cup public holiday. The Bendigo Cup will proceed. Whether they have any people there or not is still to be determined. Probably some owners and trainers maybe, but I don't think it'll be a big entitlement to crowd. But that is still a public holiday. And then that's for Bendigo itself. It doesn't include Heathcote. Heathcote take Melbourne Cup public holiday, which is Tuesday the 3rd of November.
Right.
Those two are pretty standard in our calendar, but just a reminder that those days are actual public holidays.
Yeah, okay. Still a bit of a laugh, isn't it, getting a public holiday for the grand final? It's in bloody Brisbane.
Exactly. It's sort of not the same, is it?
Mind you, there's a lot of people feel Dan hasn't given us much over the last couple of months, so we'll take that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and it creates a long weekend, so people can enjoy having that extra day off, I'm sure.
Yep, indeed. Now, update on masks. What's the situation there? Because I know, there's changes in terms of bandanas and the likes and scarves and that sort of stuff are being out soon.
Yeah. Again, these are state rules. So these are things that we just, reinforce in our community to make sure that we stay as safe as we possibly can. You must still wear a mask when you're outside, Robbo. So it's important that we do that as a community and make sure we avoid the spread of any coronavirus that might still be here. We've done a great job across regional Victoria and we've got very low numbers, so let's keep it that way. But it is you must have a fitted mask that covers your nose and mouth, so scarves, bandanas and face shields are no longer considered acceptable face coverings. And it's not us that polices that, it's the state government.
Yep.
We occasionally get people that walk into like the visitor information centre or some of our activities and without a mask on, and it makes it difficult for staff, whether that's in retail or anywhere, that people walk in without a mask. It's difficult to manage that situation. So if everyone does the right thing, we'll all be better off.
Yep, most certainly. It is one of the new, you know, we talk about our new normal. When you forget your mask and you get out of the car and you get about 20 feet away, and then you go, oh my God, I haven't got a mask. You know, talk about the walk or jog of shame. You know?
It's really embarrassment, isn't it?
It is, it is. Well, listen, unfortunately, that's about all we're going to get through today because I know there's a few more bits and bobs to talk about. But as always, we appreciate that, Craig. Have a great week and we'll do it all again next week.
We will, Robbo. Thanks for that and enjoy the day.
Yep, you too. Craig Neiman, CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, joining us on the Wake Up Call.